Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Steal a loss.
Yeah. Was it steal? What? How do you say it? You steal.
Defeat from the jaws of victory?
How to take snatch. Defeat from the jaws of victory. That's it. Thank you. Yeah. I had a block there right there because I didn't eat lunch today. And when I don't eat lunch, I had mental blocks.
I thought you were buying lunch today.
I bought lunch yesterday.
No, but yesterday you made a comment that you would buy lunch if you didn't supply a video of yourself.
Izzo has it.
I don't have it.
What? Izzo has it.
I don't have it.
Because it's not meant for you. Izzo has to do
it. The video is meant for me to see. If I haven't seen it, I haven't gotten it, which means you didn't do it, which means lunch is on you.
I don't know what you're referencing,
I'm in the mood for Italian, bro. What
I got you think? Sushi yesterday, right? And you guys roll your big eyes. I go to $200 worth of sushi, and you left half of it here. Waste of money. Is
but
what
why
that
the hell did you order so much sushi?
Because that's the amount of money we had to spend.
I ate more.
I got
after you
guys. A little chicken dish.
I know.
Side
it's
chicken dish.
I ate more after you guys left because I was here till 9 o'clock.
Oh,
last
good,
night,
good, so. Good, good. Anyway, Izzo has me sliding. He'll post it. He said by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So we have that.
Here's what I need to know.
Go.
How can you slide and be fine, but bend over to dip a chip and pull your back out?
Because I was doing deadlifts the week before I did the chip dip. And I figure I probably shouldn't do deadlifts anymore.
That's probably a good idea.
And I started a whole stretching routine now. And if I play my cards right, I think I might be able to make the New York Giants by Thanksgiving, Evan. I'm really working out towards it, I can tell you that. All right, CeeLo's got some sound. We'll get back to your calls as you deserve to be heard today. Complaining about your beloved New York Giants who have already ruined another NFL season, and the season's only 2 weeks old.
All right, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Yes, lots of sound. Let's begin with some of the highlights or the lowlights from last night. First of all, kind of lost in the shuffle with the way the game ended. Late first half, Washington's on another painfully long drive down the field. They already had the 13-play touchdown drive, and now here they were, 12th play of this drive with about a minute and a half to play, and Carl Banks was all over it.
There's a bubble on the Giants' right side of their defense.
Third and one from the two. They're going to hand it off left, and he's in for the touchdown, McKissick.
Yeah, the Giants, they ran right at the bubble. I just said they need to keep all of their lanes balanced. They line up in an overload, and they run the ball right opposite of it. That was just too easy.
That's a good job by Carl Banks.
That is why
that was going to work out.
Yeah, that is why we had a caller mention this earlier, and we haven't said his name enough yet. He's not getting the blame, and he deserves it. And that's Patrick Graham. We all anointed this guy as going to be the next great head coach. What a year he had last year! All true, by the way. He did have a great year last year. What the hell was last night? Not just that play call, but some of the soft coverage throughout this game. Yeah. He's another guy you have to look at and say, what are you doing?
But I give Carl credit. He saw the bubble. I never heard it referred to as that, so that's good. And they ran right into the bubble.
And actually, you hear Heineke there audibling.
Yeah.
And he probably saw the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, let's
reverse
where
we're going.
Heineke
went up there with a play in mind. Now, he's his third start ever as an NFL quarterback. He's not an NFL guy yet, right? And he walks up there. I know what he did. He's like, come on.
What am I missing here? Yeah, it's
for
too
real?
Easy. All right.
No one wants to play defense over there. Like, it wasn't 3rd and 9.
No, it was 3rd and 1.
It was 3rd and 1.
Now, granted, to keep this in mind.
Okay.
There was no timeouts left.
If you want me to run there, I'm your Huckleberry. Hey, guys, we're going to run right there where there's no Giants.
But was that their thinking? All right, there's 15 seconds to go. They have no timeouts.
It's from the two.
They won't risk the... But let's say the Giants make a stop, which I don't
with
know
how who?
They could. No, I agree. Dude, I'm agreeing with you. I'm trying to get into the head of why they dialed that up.
Well, Carl,
you know what? Maybe they thought it was the wrong Jewish holiday. Maybe they thought it was Passover, and Elijah, who's a ghost in Jewish mythology, was going to show up there and make a tackle. Or maybe they thought that Heineke would trip over the carpet like their quarterback did a couple years ago. Who knows? All I know this, that's the type of stuff, calling a replay on a scoring play. Those are the types of things that ultimately go on a fired coach's resume.
Well, what about the Patrick Graham, though?
Yeah,
we got to get spit. Like, look, there are certain things which I say that's the head coach. And then there are certain things where you look specifically at the coordinators.
Quick question. Can you check, did the Giants have any timeouts left prior to that play?
They just used it right before that play. That's
they
my
used
point.
It before.
They used the timeout and came out of the timeout in that defensive alignment.
I wanted to make sure I was on that page.
Hence why it was so mind-numbing. It made no sense.
Here's the defensive huddle on the sideline. All right, guys, we just used our last timeout. Here's what we're going to do. Everybody over to that side.
But they still end up with the lead in the fourth quarter with a chance to make it a two-possession game. You get the Slayton drop in the end zone, so they settle for three, which was a theme. Five field goals for Graham Gano. Good week for me
and
to
before
drop
they
him in
settle
fantasy,
for,
by the way.
Before they settle for threes, 4-3, back-to-back false starts on third down. Let's not leave that beauty out.
They end up 2-point lead, 5 seconds to go. Dustin Hopkins for the win, at least the first time.
Hopkins is set. Way takes the snap, gets it down, kick on its way, and it is good. But there's a flag
on
the play.
He missed it.
Oh, you missed it.
He missed it. There's a flag down. Let's see what the flag is.
Kick was no good. All of a sudden, I saw... people running along the bench. Let's see what the call is.
In Bob's defense, may I just say.
Love Bob, but that's bad.
May I just say.
But we all make mistakes.
At FedEx Field, it is the worst.
Stop. Don't do
it
that.
It is.
Don't
it's in
that.
The opposite.
Don't do that. He's a professional. He's great at what he does. He messed up. Big deal. Carl Banks covered him. Carl did a great job.
Yes.
And if you ask Bob Popper today, he takes an L on that. That's all. You move on.
How did he miss that?
But, he's on the opposite
side. What do you mean I saw the bench they were running? Who was running?
I assume he meant the Washington players. Like, hey, we just won the game.
And he almost missed the second one. He's still tucking in that right side.
Yes, yes. Dude, that thing hung in the air for what felt like an hour.
I said to Lucky last night, I go, if anything, he's got to overcompensate and kick it wide left.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. And he tucked it right in there again.
Played with fire.
And it turned at the end a little bit, too.
A little draw on there. A little soul baby
draw. Yeah, so
Bob,
Bob's better than that, and that is what it is.
Fair
what
enough.
Do?
So offside
we all
on
make
Lawrence.
Mistakes here, even Evan.
Another. I just did. I made the Deshaun mistake, man.
Yeah, look
we
at you.
We all do, baby.
Happens
mistake
to the
prone
best.
Broadcaster.
But what you have to do is you got to admit your mistakes. You can't just say, I meant to, like Joe Judge did with let me throw a challenge flag on an unchallengeable play 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right, so another self-inflicted wound there with the offsides penalty and sticking with the Banks theme, he was fed up.
The Giants have earned this defeat if it happens.
Wow.
They've done everything they could not to give themselves the best chance to win. I mean, listen.
Dexter Lawrence, the ball is right in front of you. I mean,
sure enough, Hopkins redeems himself on attempt number two, and the Giants invent another new way to lose.
And for the fifth consecutive year, the New York Giants have started the season 0-2. Nobody, and I mean nobody, to blame but themselves.
So no homerism on the Giant broadcast, that's for sure.
No,
Craig,
no.
That video you mentioned earlier.
I'll put it out now. Go
the Lawrence video?
So there's a video Craig mentioned, and I'm looking at it right now, where Dexter Lawrence is called for the offside.
He's not
offside. You kind of see the snap. He's not offside.
He's not, no.
And, you know, when I saw it last night, it was very, very close. I even said to you off air, you know, if I'm going to fish, I probably don't throw the flag, but okay, I get it. He's offside. You watch this clip, which you're putting out there right now.
Yep.
He's not offside.
You know,
he timed it perfectly.
What's interesting is that watching it, I thought he was during the game.
I did too.
Right? Looking at this, I think he jumps exactly as the ball's being moved.
Yes, and that's not offside.
No, it's not. And here's the problem, though, as I said to you off air, is the line judge who makes that call is 25 yards away down the line. I think he sees Lawrence's helmet
and doesn't see the ball
before
moving.
The ball.
Yeah.
Here's what I feel bad about, though. Dexter Lawrence got called for a penalty because he was too good at his job.
He
timed it so freaking perfectly that he got called for
a penalty. Which is why after the game, he said they asked him about the offsides. He goes, look, I got to be more disciplined and better. And then someone said to him, do you think you're offside? And he goes, it doesn't matter what I think. They called it. And when you first hear it, it almost sounds like he's being douchey about it, but he's right.
Yeah, he's right, man. I mean, the more I see this clip.
He can come out and say, till the cows come home, I wasn't offsides. I don't agree with the call. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So looking at that and then going back and hearing what Dexter Lawrence said after the game, I agree with Dexter Lawrence. They called me offsides. That's what matters. That's it.
Now, there was more of that from him today on the Zoom that they had at whatever it was, 11 or so. So he wouldn't acknowledge it, but he did offer this.
I got to be more disciplined in that time to end a game like that in a critical situation. That's why I'm on the field.
And in the next breath, you got this.
And it was unfortunate that it had to happen then, and he missed it, but... I mean, I just got to do better.
So you hear the little chuckle there. Everyone deals with things differently. Well, it's like Aroldis Chapman grinning after he gave up the Altuve home run, right?
It goes back to something you said. Even though I disagree with you, you did bring up an interesting point, which is, come on, you're not blocking that field goal. So do you need to be extra careful?
Right.
Because the odds of you blocking it, even though that's what your intention
why
is.
Why is he not blocking it?
He's not.
Because he's not. As Craig said, the odds of you blocking it are very low.
Yeah, but that's not how they coach these guys.
I agree with you. I'm just bringing that point
up.
He's
not a shot of blocking it, as you know, it's coming from the end. It's not him.
He got called for something in which he shouldn't have been called for because he timed it so perfectly. Was that worth it? Yeah.
So I had written down here that this answer was a little tough to take, but that was before I saw the video.
Yeah.
So now I kind of, to a certain extent, understand what he says here.
Was it hard sleeping last night?
No, I like to sleep, so...
See, but if you're, again, listen,
the fans don't want to hear it.
The fans don't want to hear it, but again, look at the video, make your own decision.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe I'm a sucker, but I got so pumped up when I heard one of my net players say he couldn't sleep the entire weekend after they lost game seven.
Sure.
Because as a fan, I said, wow, I couldn't sleep
either.
It's
like when a guy loses and he's in the gym the next morning.
Right.
Let's get back to work. People love that.
Last night, C-Mac couldn't sleep. This morning, I was at the bus stop dropping off my kid, and all the fathers wanted to talk about was the Giant game. One guy in particular was devastated. He couldn't sleep last night. I think a fan wants to hear a player say, yeah, me neither. Because I know that's how I felt when I heard Bruce Brown make his comments. So look, I know he's being honest, and yeah, he thinks he wasn't offsides, which it looks like he wasn't. But that's a little unrelatable to a fan who didn't sleep last night.
Exactly. Yes. Now, we've all seen the footage of Kenny Golladay fired up on the sideline. Hard to tell exactly what's going on. Is he yelling at Daniel Jones,
to
nobody in particular? Here was DJ after the game, and he downplayed the exchange.
I'll say again, he wasn't showing me up individually, you know. So part of the game, like I said, he's emotional, wants to win, and we all do, so. You know, respect that.
He said they're all good, so maybe he's just covering for his guy. He had 8 targets, just 3 catches for 38 yards. By the way, same guy who told us leading up to the Denver game, there was some rust, maybe a little lack of chemistry because they hadn't practiced much together during the summer, right?
Right.
You guys remember that?
Yeah,
he was out.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, maybe it's easy with the frustration.
Nobody wants to be patient now. This is not the time. If you have a relationship with your fans, this is the one thing the fans don't want to hear from any of them, especially the head coach, is... You know, the virtue of patience. We don't want to hear it. And I tell you what I would suggest. And I know it won't happen, and I know I'm being kind of pie in the sky. Like, what kind of world do we really live in? I'd love to hear from the Tishes or the Maris today. I would. I'd like to hear them come out and just talk to the fan base. You know, because one thing when John Mara comes out every summer and goes, obviously this is unacceptable.
What
we
could
want
he
to
say?
Get it right.
What could he say?
I don't know what. I don't even know what I want to hear.
That's the problem.
But I want something.
See, what
hey,
I need...
Tommy. Call the Giants up and tell them I'd like to talk to Steve or John on the show today, that they should address Giant fans. They should be in part and parcel with the emotions of Giant fans. I'm sure they didn't sleep last night.
No.
Although they're rich. And rich people tend to sleep well.
Is that how it works?
Despite what's going on.
So
I find
you,
that.
When you were rich, did you sleep very well?
I never slept. But I was also, a D-bag.
Right, I understand.
I wasn't sleeping because I was trying to figure out how to play blackjack.
Right.
So I had other things going on, and I wasn't that kind of rich.
I don't think Mara...
I wasn't like, hey, CBS, F you rich.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything Tish or Mara could say today that would make anybody feel better.
I'd like to hear something.
Well, the guy I need to hear from is Kenny Golladay, because he made Daniel Jones have to answer for this last night, and we still haven't heard from Kenny Golladay, and I think that's a big mistake. If we got caught on camera of me just screaming at you, right, And then you commented and said, yeah, Evan was mad, but we're okay now. And I never said anything. Yeah. Wouldn't you want me to come out and say, why don't you explain why you yelled at me?
Would I want you to? Sure. I would be disappointed if you didn't.
Well, okay. I think Daniel Jones would be disappointed.
Because I feel like if we're truly partners, I would deserve that.
So don't you think Daniel Jones deserves that? Don't you think Daniel Jones deserves
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Guy's been here longer than Kenny Galladay
and
has.
And by the way, I know he didn't connect with Galladay as often as they would have liked. Danny Jones had a great game last night.
Kenny Galladay had a better game. Daniel Jones had a better game than Kenny Galladay yes. did. Kenny had one big drop in this game. Let's not forget that one.
Right.
So I don't know what he was yelling about. Probably, remember, it was back-to-back passes to Slayton, including the ball out of bounds. He was probably bitching, hey, I was open. Why didn't you see me? But right now, my biggest issue, more than even screaming at him, is come out and explain why you were yelling at your quarterback, as opposed to letting your quarterback have to stand there and answer a million questions about
How many catches does Galladay have on the season? I know it's only two games. Was he have four catches?
Well, he had
three last night.
Yeah, I think he's had like
more than
now.
One in game.
They barely threw to him in game one. That's what that is.
They targeted him eight times. He only had three catches, one big drop last night.
No, I'm saying in game one, he had what? Two catches, maybe?
He had
the really great catch and one other. So what's he got? Five or six catches on the year. How much are they paying him?
A lot. He had four catches for 64 yards in his first game.
All right, so what's he have? Seven catches? Whatever it is.
Seven.
Whatever it is, it's not good. That's you spent money on a different expectation.
But that wouldn't even be my rip of Kenny Galladay yet, because it has only been two games. My rip would be, you showed up your quarterback on TV. You now know everyone knows about it. Go out there and explain what the issue is and how everything's fine.
Right.
Don't make your quarterback do it.
Is he on Twitter?
He put Jones
or no?
in a tough spot last night.
Is he on Twitter?
Probably. Or Instagram.
Is he on Instagram?
I'll tell you who is on Instagram. Kadarius Toney, who did not touch the football once last night.
He also got
frustrated. Right. Well, he gets frustrated. He talks to Judge on the sideline and then doesn't see the field again. And he posted on Instagram, quote, I don't be mad. Bleep, just be lame to me. FR, which I assume means for real.
For real.
So Judge naturally asked about that today.
Claimed, or as I say, for Rizzle.
For Rizzle.
That's just how I say it.
Claimed he hadn't seen the post, but says he's got no issues with the rookie.
I see a guy that shows up every day and works hard. That's what I see. So instead of trying to, gauge somebody's emotions, I judge them based on their actions, how they work. And I've seen a guy that's come to practice every day in the meeting. He's been attentive. He's worked hard in the field.
All right, so he's doing all the right things. Why isn't he playing more or not more involved in the game plan?
Football-wise, what is he not doing on the field to get the ball?
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything directly on that. I mean, we'll just keep working with our system of schemes. And, look, for every skill player, it's not your job to go out there and manufacture a play. It's when the ball comes your way to make a play with it. It's that simple.
I mean, he's barely on the field. And after he yelled on the sideline, he didn't come back on the field.
He was on the field for 17 snaps in this game, and there were no targets. He was not a factor.
Right. But he got benched.
Yeah, no, but he's a rookie. I don't even care.
And he missed time in the summer.
He missed time. He can go on Instagram and say whatever the hell he wants to me, whatever. The bigger problem is Kenny Galladay.
Right. Let me just circle back.
Are more of these guys on the gram now or on Twitter?
I think on the gram.
The gram's the way to go. I got to switch everything over to the gram now?
Tony's on both. And just to circle back and finish this up and put a bow on it, he did tweet today, you're all trying to turn anything into something, shaking my head. We're good over here. So,
what are you going to do?
So he says he's fine. So they blew off some steam last night. You wake up the next morning and it's all good.
Evan, will you switch all my stuff from Twitter to the gram for me?
You think I know how to do that?
Over the weekend, you have nothing else really going on.
No, I got a lot going on.
You don't have a
weekend.
Lot of baseball to watch. You don't
very. I'm actually going to the Met game tonight, and I'm going to the Met game tomorrow.
Wow, you are a glutton for punishment.
No, that's a cold being a fan. Anyone takes a shot at my guy for going to watch his favorite team play, though the season's over for them. And I even saw what the 7 line put out. Ooh, maybe the Phillies get swept.
I'm not doing that.
Maybe the Mets do some sweeping of their own, and on Monday they're 2.5 out.
Craig, tell me if this makes any sense to all of you guys. I have season tickets to the Mets. They're not a hot ticket.
Shocker.
I'm stuck with my tickets. A part of me feels better if I use them as opposed to just wasting
them.
I
think you should. Just don't be surprised or upset if things go wrong.
Dude, I think it's great. And I applaud you for continuing to go out there to watch your team play.
And in fairness, tomorrow night is really about fireworks night. I'm taking my kid. He's excited. So that's more about the father-son bonding experience Tonight Great. Is, I don't know how to explain tonight. I don't know why I'm going tonight.
By the way.
I think I'd rather go than sit in traffic going home. I think that would be my answer.
That's a good reason.
Thank you.
By the way, you see how many they got at Camden Yards yesterday because they had that big concert after the game.
They had the Avett Brothers playing. Yeah. George Steinbrenner rolled over in his grave twice. that the New York Yankees, A, lost to Baltimore. That's the first rollover. And B, that they played at 5 o'clock to make room for the Avett Brothers.
Yeah. Big draw. They had over 20,000 at Camden last night.
Should I be embarrassed to say I've never heard of them?
They don't have any commercial radio success, but they have a very loyal, not dead-like, but if you get my drift on that, people that love them, mm-hmm. and travel to watch them.
Like fish?
Like they sold out Barclays, dude.
Really?
No problem. Yep. Okay. They'll sell out the Garden if they play the Garden.
Like fish? That band fish?
Fish is more of the dead scene, those kinds of music fans.
Cold following.
Avett's a little more folksy than that.
Right.
But
well, I just meant as far as like never heard a Fish song on the radio, right. but there are people Correct. Who yeah. just will travel all distances to go see them.
Fish fans are more like dead fans. But yeah, to make your point, neither one of them get radio
is
play.
Is there a
yeah.
human being? Because you, this is your fault because you put this in my head.
My nephew's middle name is Avett because my sister-in-law loves the Avett Brothers.
Really? Well, that's something.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Is there any human being that took your advice yesterday? Do you remember what you said?
Don't bet your hard-earned money on an outcome of something you can't control.
Not just that.
Oh, that wasn't it?
You said, I think it was to one of our callers.
That Washington would win? I did.
No, not that. Oh. You said you should go to the Yankee game, and if you have to leave early, fine, then go continue to D.C. Yeah. Is there anybody that went to both games?
No.
I think that's the coolest thing ever.
No, they should have. They should have, but nobody did.
You don't think there's a person out there?
I don't. I wish someone did because I thought it was a great idea I had. Go watch four innings of the Yankees, and then go watch the Giants and Redskins.
You know,
for football.
I once had that opportunity.
Only an hour ride.
I was at a Nets-Sixers playoff game, game two in 2019.
Of course.
Nets lost the game.
Right.
That night, the Mets are against the Phillies, and the game goes like 13 innings. And as I'm leaving the parking lot, it's the eighth inning, I think, of the Met-Philly game. And I looked at my wife. I said,
maybe,
honey, what do you, you know, it's just there. You just want to walk over there? And she gave me that look of death, and I said, okay, we'll head home. But it was definitely a thought to hit both games at the same time.
Well, I want to applaud and acknowledge something that the New York Jets are doing just real quick. The New York Jets have partnered with the American Gaming Association to be a part of a responsible gambling initiative. They're the first team I've seen do that. I'm sure others have. Mm-hmm. But I just saw the announcement, so I want to applaud the New York Jets for taking a big public step. We'll have some more info on things like that coming up next week, which I think will be really powerful. But a good job by the New York Jets getting involved with the American Gaming Association out of D.C. and being a part of responsible gambling.
Very nice.
So I'm glad they're doing that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You don't even know what classic rock
is. You had a bad night. Wah. The Yankees lost on a wild pitch with two strikes. Wah. Your Giants gave up a field goal late. Wah.
I came out to a screw in my tire. Wah.
Wah. Life sucks.
It does.
Why me, Mom? Why did I have to be a Yankee fan and a Giant fan this year of all particular years?
I tried to make him feel better, and I made him an offer. I said, C-Mac, I know you had a tough night last night.
He did. He had a brutal night.
What if I tell you I will personally take you back to the Garden for Knicks opening night next month?
Huh.
And he looks at me, and you know what he says to me? I couldn't believe this. He said, Evan, if it means the Yankees make the playoffs, the Knicks could go 0-82. I'm like, whoa.
You're a bad guy.
Whoa.
Yeah. You're a bad guy.
Well, I mean, that's.
Wow.
He makes it sound like he just said, let's go to the game, and that's how I retorted. We kind of ended up in a conversation that ended that way.
Did you say those words?
Yes. Oh, yes. If you get me to the wild card game, I don't care if the Knicks win a single game.
Is that you want to go to the home opener, or are you talking about Knicks Nets?
Well, it's funny you say that, Craig.
I didn't hear you. I may miss you saying that.
Today, Knicks tickets went on sale.
Yes, they did.
I'm a good New York customer. I bought some tickets.
I think they're all sold out already.
Not really, because I bought a bunch of games. I bought, obviously, Knicks-Nets. That's my priority. But I do have tickets for opening night.
You got opening night tickets at the Garden?
Yeah.
Oh, you're something special, aren't you? When do they open? What's the October what?
Wednesday, October 20, or no, 18, 19, something like that.
Because the camp's opening just under 2 weeks.
Couple of weeks, yeah. Do you want me to take you to opening night? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I was going to offer to have you sit with me and Mr. Dolan courtside. But if you don't want that opportunity, then forget about it.
Wednesday, October 20th, against the Boston Celtics. It's a pretty appealing night.
Just out of random morbid curiosity, we'll get back to your calls on the Giant debacle last night. We got Yankees later with Aaron Boone, so we'll hold off until Aaron comes on to talk Yankees. What's more expensive, Nick opening night against the Celtics or Knicks Nets?
Knicks Nets.
Was it?
Yes.
Significantly more expensive?
Not significantly, but and I was surprised by that because the Knicks do something every team does. They change the price based on opponent, day of the week.
Every team in every sport does that.
Everybody does it, so I'm not surprised. And what I was surprised is that when I got the tickets to see my team play, they were more expensive than opening night against this flagship franchise known as the Boston Celtics.
Like
so.
$50 a ticket more? $100 a ticket more?
It was close, in fairness. It was like $20-$30. It was
close.
But
the net game was more expensive.
The net game was more expensive.
Wow. Now you know how the Knicks feel about that game.
I appreciate
it. As a franchise.
I'm deeply honored. Thank you.
They also think that ticket's going to be a more in-demand ticket, and they're right.
Yeah.
Because the Nets do have three of the best players in the league, which makes their collapse even more enjoyable. By the way, you start thinking about collapses. The net collapse, the Mets collapse, what might be in the middle of a Yankee collapse with the loss last night to the Orioles. And I knew that game was in trouble when they didn't score a second run. Was it the second inning? Mm. When they had two men on, one out.
Or how about the Gallo ball that somehow didn't
Not
get out?
Not even the Gallo ball, which you figure is gone. Bring me back to the second inning. I'll get to it, I guess, with Aaron Boone. They had two on, one out, and didn't bring anybody
Sanchez
home.
Sanchez and Tyler Wade walked. Gio Urshela laced the double. And then Brett Gardner popped out, and Giancarlo grounded out, and they failed to really pile
that
it on.
That was the inning. That was the breakaway inning. Let's go up by four, game over. And they didn't score again. They barely even got on base again.
It's all fair. Here's the problem. And I hate to pin it on one guy. Gary Sanchez behind the plate in that ninth inning was unacceptable. It was unacceptable.
Yep, I don't disagree.
And I don't know if it was strictly miscommunication, but especially on the second one, the one that tied the game, I think you got to make that play.
I agree 100%. 100%. Wait to hear how miserable John Sterling was later. Joey's in the Bronx on the Fan. JoJo, what's good, buddy?
How you doing there?
I feel for you, Giant.
I'm a Giant fan, die hard. But, you know, you got to look at the bright side of things. There's an old saying, you know, like Warner Wolf would say, if you took the Giants and the 2.5, you win. You won.
That is the bright side.
The bright side for any fan, though. That's the bright side if someone bet it and said, I'll take the points. Yeah. If you're a fan, you could give a rat's ass about the
spread. The Giants can't take all the blame. Come on. The referees, they're supposed to take responsibility. You know, the holding call with Daniel Jones, that was a beautiful one he made.
That was a beautiful one.
I mean, he rushed for 95 yards. With that run, he would have run for 150 yards.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, this guy is fantastic.
Joey, he'd still be running. You're right. He could have kept going. You're right.
Was that a hold or not a hold?
I mean, I thought it was a hold.
It was a hold. No, I'm agreeing with you. It was a hold. Yeah. So when we sit here
and talk,
if you want to talk about calls, you want to get into calls, roughing the passer on Chase Young early in the game, which directly led to a touchdown. It would have been 3rd and 12 if they don't make that call. They make the call, 1st and goal from the 8. 2 plays later, Daniel Jones touchdown. Was that a roughing the passer on Chase Young?
I thought that was a better call than these cockamamie calls they're making with 2 guys engaging and 1 guy.
Well, that's a new rule, though.
Yeah, but they barely did. Like, to me, that
was an illegal double team
foul
on special teams.
Are you kidding me?
But that's a new look. Here's the problem. That's a rule. You have a problem with the rule? Great. We'll have a discussion. You can't say it's not a penalty when clearly it is.
I mean, I didn't think the Young penalty was all that egregious.
It's also the difference in what they call. You know, they are uber sensitive to the roughing the passer call. When a wide receiver is blocking with his hands inside, not even on the outside, his hands are inside, that is a call you don't see nearly as much as a quarterback getting driven
point
to the ground.
Of emphasis. I hate that phrase, but it's true.
They're making you understand we're going to call it. Because even on the replay, I'm talking about the one where they had the 2 guys engaging the 1 giant special teams player. I forget whose name it was at the moment.
Yep.
And I'm watching on the replay, and I'm going, well, they barely touched the guy.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's a 15-yarder?
Here's the truth. Even the Chase Young thing, to you guys' point, it would be more of a rule discussion than it would be, is that roughing the passer? Yeah. They call that. Yeah. Like, they're going to call
I'm not surprised they called the roughing the passer. I'm not. He didn't come down full body weight and drill him into the ground.
But in fairness, he
dropped him, though.
But in fairness, to our last caller who was bitching and moaning about the hold by C.J. Board on the Daniel Jones run, if that call was on Leonard Williams roughing the passer, he'd probably be calling about that.
Yes, he'd be pissed.
The officials.
Listen, if my aunt were my uncle, she'd have balls, right? I mean, that's the way that goes. You know, if Popkins Hopkins makes the first kick, you know, they lose the game anyway, right? So a lot of things, like little itty-bitty things. Here's the bottom line. The Giants are what the Giants are. The worst franchise, record-wise, in the NFL over the last 5 years. And, like, when I say that, I'm not saying that to rub it into you. I'm saying it because if it were any other team, we would treat them like the laughing stock they are.
Well, how are we treating them? We're treating them well? Like, I don't understand that. We're destroying them.
For me, there still seems like there's an air about the Giants where they're above that.
How?
And, like, you know why, Evan?
Yeah.
Because I'm 34 years old.
No, you're not.
And I have listened my entire...
20 years ago, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lukey. Best line you've had.
I have listened my entire life to Giant fans ridicule my laughing stock of a franchise, the New York Jets. And frankly, I'm tired of it.
But they're not now. They're ripping themselves.
Well, now it's time to let you taste a little bit of your own medicine.
But here's where I guess I just
don't understand. The Jaguars have a better record than you over the last 5 years. Does that sink into anybody? I don't care who your coach is. I don't care who your quarterback is. That includes Eli Manning.
Right.
He played in the last 5 years.
I get all that.
It includes all the guys that you guys put on a pedestal. The worst record. And last night was just more of the same.
But I guess what I don't understand from you is all that's true.
Yes,
like,
it is.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you said about
stop
that.
Stop the conversation.
What I don't understand is why you keep saying it's about, like, Giant fans know this.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They've
no,
been
they
ripping
don't.
Gettleman for years, Mara for years. Now Judge is finally getting it. Look, if your whole point was rip Joe Judge, rip Joe Judge, rip Joe Judge, the first thing I said to you today was, hey, Craig, it's happening. The honeymoon is over. But you're acting as if Giant fans don't understand how pathetic their franchise has been. They know.
I don't know if Joe Judge knows. Joe Judge still has that cocky arrogance about him. Like all these guys from the Belichick tree think they're Belichick. Ace, until you do what Belichick has done, you ain't Bill Belichick. Cut the crap. Sorry.
But do you think he's putting on an act?
I don't know.
No, I think
he's a lovely guy
I'd
love to have a beer with.
I don't think he's the same.
I don't think that's going to happen now.
I don't think he's the same guy as Bill Belichick. Like, Eric Mangini, yes. I got the vibe.
I disagree. You know why? Because knowing Bill personally, one of the funniest guys you ever met.
No. You're missing my point. I think Eric Mangini was doing an imitation of Bill Belichick.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't think Joe Judge is doing an imitation. I think this is the kind of coach and kind of guy Joe Judge is.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. We'll see what happens. I do feel bad for Giant fans, though, because I do know what it's like.
Yeah, you're really showing a lot of compassion.
I do know what it's like to be in this spot. It sucks because we all wait so long, it seems like, for NFL football to come back. It's like, yes, football season's back. And literally, in the span of less than 2 weeks, you guys feel like you got Mike Tyson body blowed. And you did. I can't say you did.
That is the one. Like, I love
the. Oh, it's over already? It barely started.
I love the NFL season. It's awesome. The problem with the NFL season as compared to every other sport is in no sport, even baseball, though we act this way, can your season feel over 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
There's no sport where that exists except the NFL.
And that's how it feels. And by the way, if the Jets get spanked by New England, they're not going to, of course. But if they do, I'll still probably feel better than Giant fans do. That's probably
Well, you will because we're in a honeymoon.
That's right. Here's Mike in Jersey City. Michael, what's up?
My guys, I love you both.
Listen, yeah.
Thank you. First of all, your franchise is a disaster. Let's get that out of the way. The Jets are a disaster.
All right.
No. But anyway, this tough guy, this Fugazi coach, tough guy, who says, oh, we're going to punch you in the mouth for 60 minutes. He punches his fans for 60 minutes. You got a gift from the football gods. You got an interception, which I don't even know how Bradberry made that interception. And you don't put the pedal to the metal to score a touchdown. We, as fat football fans sitting on our couches, knew, eating pizza, that you need a touchdown there. This guy, a field goal. We all knew, all of us Giants fans, and we're not second-guessing. Evan knew, you knew, I knew.
Everybody. I'm with you.
We're not second-guessing. We knew that this defense could not stop that maybe on a touchdown. Come on, Craig, you know that. We all knew that. Like, this guy's not
The game played itself out where every Giant fan watching, because I was doing the same thing last night, started doing the math.
Didn't you not, Craig, at the same time, did you not say they have to score a touchdown there?
Yeah, of course.
It's not. Here's where I slightly disagree with you. They didn't have to score a touchdown. They needed to get a first down.
Listen.
They needed, like, leaving them 2 minutes on the clock, what? That's your strategy?
16-second drive.
Craig, if you get a first down.
Game's over.
It's close to being over.
Pretty much over.
It's closer to being over. So it isn't even necessarily they have to score a touchdown. It's, I got three chances. I got to get 10 yards. Let's make this really simple. I got three chances to get 10 yards, all right? What are my options? Am I going to take Saquon Barkley, who is boom or bust? He either hits a grand slam or he strikes out. That's what he does when he runs the football. He's either getting a yard or two, or then maybe once a day he'll get you 40. Do you really think the best chances you have is to line up with Saquon Barkley, telling the Washington football team we're running the ball. It's clearly obvious. We're not going to go run play option. We're not going to go that. No RPOs. We're literally going to hand it off to Saquon. We want you ready for this. Do you think the best chance of getting 10 yards on three plays would be to do that with Saquon Barkley for the first two?
You know I don't.
So that's the mistake. It's not a touchdown. It's get a first freaking down. And to play that conservatively, as if you have the 85 Bear defense to protect you, was horrific. And I put that on the head coach. I don't even put that on Jason Garrett.
Right, because the head coach has to make that ultimate decision. They talk. All right, here we go. Put the game away. What's the plan here? They talk, and the head coach approves what they're going to do.
Here's the game plan.
Like,
the final,
Garrett ain't doing it by himself.
No, the final defensive play of this game needs to be the Bradberry pick. That's it. End this freaking football game.
Yep.
And to decide when Saquon Barkley to that point was 10 carries for 13 yards, if you take away the one big run, that this is our best way. And by the way, what time were you burning? You weren't going to burn any time. You got the ball with 2:16 back. You know how much time Washington had when they got it back? 2 minutes. You burned 16 seconds. Congratulations, guys. Oh, that's great. Well, that's the difference in the game.
Yeah, they don't know how to win. That's the problem. And I remember that even before Joe Judge. The knock on the Giants was, they're not a close games out.
Well, great point. Great point. And look at last year. So last year, the New York Giants calling card early was, wow, they played a really good game against a really good team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? All these games, but we're close. Last year was the fine excuse. But hey, they were close. Progress. No more this is close. That worked last year.
Sure.
And that was their calling card last year. A lot of tough losses. Hey, if one goes their way, they win the division. That doesn't fly anymore.
Nor should it, by the way. That's why I'd love...
And it doesn't.
Have you reached John Maurer or the Tisch family? Anybody over there willing to come on and just say, hey, what's going on, guys? No? That's a no. Sounds like a no to me, Evan.
I think it's a no, bro.
Sounds like a no to me.
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, no worries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.